Hey, good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Coming up here on the program, we get updates from Riley County Extension. We'll also hear from the Riley County Seniors Service Center and an update from Ascension Via Christi as well coming up here later in the program. Starting things off for us here, leading off the show is John Jobe, Riley County Extension 4-H agent. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Happy to be here.
Yeah, pleasure to have you on once again. How are you? How are you doing? You got your holiday shopping all finished?
You know, I think at this point, Brandon, if you don't, you're in trouble. I made a stop into Walmart yesterday, and that was quite the show to see.
I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure it's a little bit of a nightmare going to any store right now. Well, it is good to have you here, and we got a lot going on here with 4-H and with youth things going on here. I missed this event, and I'm so sorry that I missed it because I knew it was on the calendar, but it had a lot going on this month. The Youth Entrepreneurship Challenge was held last week.
Yeah, so this is something we have done now for 6 years. This is a partnership between Network Kansas, our local chamber here in Manhattan, obviously Riley County Extension, our friend Sarah Siders over at Spark, and then we've been fortunate enough to do some work with Scott Steven and the crew over at Rockin' K's last year and this year for catering. And actually this year we hosted at the K-State Office Park. So as you mentioned, this took place last Wednesday, and we had 16 youth businesses. So these are all high school age students living or going to school here in Riley County. And they come out for a pitch competition and have some real money at stake.
What kind of things did we see here last week? What kind of pitches did you?
That is always the fun part. You know, it takes a lot of work to put the scaffolding together to host an event like this. But the best part is day of, you get to see the product. And so, you know, the businesses that these young people have put together, we saw everything from some construction type businesses to several different food businesses. Apparel and textiles were a big thing this year. I had some young men who had a power washing business. Trying to think what else was mixed in there, a plumbing business. And so, you know, really the business itself doesn't have to be, dare I say, sexy, but if they can put together a business plan that is solid and they can talk about, you know, the current market and the financials of the business, and then they're able to pitch that in front of a panel of judges, that's really what it takes to come out on top on a business like this or on a pitch competition like this.
And it's so neat to see some of these ideas because this is the next generation of future business owners potentially here in Manhattan, maybe elsewhere in the state of Kansas.
Well, and you said it. This year, especially, we have a partner teacher over at Manhattan High, Kathy Ricketts, who teaches an entrepreneurship business class. And this year, more so than any other year we've done this, she just did a fantastic job at working with them from the beginning of the semester to get them ready for this competition. That our judges, when they were leaving for the day, they said, we were absolutely astonished and blown away at the quality, which leads me to another piece, is our judges for the competition are actually community entrepreneurs and business owners. And so a lot of them have been in pitch competitions before, so they kind of knew this realm, but they were absolutely blown away by our students.
Well, that's just wonderful here because, you know, this is an opportunity. There seems like there's so many kids that are becoming just YouTube stars, and you know, there's only so much of a ceiling that you can have doing something like that. It's neat to know that, you know, there's some ideas working in some of these kids' minds.
Absolutely, and just, you know, the ability for these students just to think outside the box is so powerful.
Well, as far as the winning entries there, did you have the information on that?
I do. So we do first, second, third place positions. So our first place winners were two unbelievable gals that came out and just knocked it out of the park. And their business was called Crumb to Heaven. And Brandon, I don't know if you like sweets, but these gals showed up and had about 2 6-foot tables full of baked goods
that
they were distributing to anybody who participated. So they really did it right. Second place, we had a gal come in, and she had a hair tie that was designed for curly hair, because she had experienced this herself, where hair ties would get caught up in her hair and pull her hair out. It just didn't work for her. And then we had a young man in third place with a business called New Boston Bagels. And as you can guess, he was creating and had some interesting marketing around bagels. So it was cool event.
Awesome. Well, that's neat to hear, and this is something I'm sure is just going to keep continuing here. You got again a bunch of great partnerships there with Spark Manhattan, the Chamber, and Rocket K's Network Kansas. Very good. Well, what else is in the works right now for your agency?
Yeah. So this kind of switching gears a little bit, maybe in the same vein of citizenship leadership, is a very 4-H centric event that happens every February, has not happened in person for the last 2 years. There's an event called Citizenship in Action, which takes place in Topeka. What this looks like is youth from all over the state, high school age, go to Topeka for a 2-day immersive citizenship and leadership event, where they do some small group work around issues that are near and dear and close to their heart. And then my favorite portion of this event, because as an agent, I do go, is they get to go meet with our local representative and talk to them about some of those issues and hear what other constituents around the state and the representatives think about those issues. So they're in the state house. They get to do some mock legislation in both the House and Senate chambers overnight the first night, so that's pretty special. That's not something a lot of people have access to, and it's just a really unique way for these young people to see how policies are created and how they work throughout the state of Kansas. So always one of my favorite events, and I think our young people, it really opens their eyes.
Yeah, no kidding, and that gives them a good education and makes them better, more informed voters when they are eligible to vote, I would imagine.
Absolutely. You know, the other thing I would throw in there, Brandon, is I think about every other time or every time, depending on the season, I'm always talking about Citizenship Washington Focus, which is our localized trip to Washington, D.C., which is actually happening this summer. This particular event, this Citizenship in Action, is the gateway and the stepping stone, because they go and see how things work on the local level, and then boom, next thing you know, they're on the way to D.C. Same thing. They get to see how things work at the national level and meet with our state reps that are in Washington, D.C. So it fits perfectly with our educational plan around citizenship and leadership. A great event.
Yeah, sounds like it. That I can't believe it's already time for that. It seems like we were just speaking yesterday about the next time you guys would be taking a trip.
Two and a half or 3 years out, right?
I need to get a media pass. I'd like to tag along. That'd be a lot of fun.
We could probably save you a seat on the bus. We do some pretty cool stuff along the way too, Brandon.
Oh my gosh, that would be a blast. No kidding. Well, that's exciting. You know, we're wrapping up here, of course, another year and looking ahead to a new year. Is there anything exciting or new that you're looking forward to in Riley County 4-H in 2022?
I've said this before last time that I was on, is just things getting back to some semblance of normalcy. You know, the event that I talked about today with Citizenship in Action being back in person, there will be other events like that as we move into later winter and into the spring that will once again take place in person. And I just think for young people, that's what they're craving right now. And those are the things I'm looking forward to. If we have listeners, you know, parents, grandparents, and you're interested in getting involved in 4-H here in Riley County, you can always contact me, 785-537-6350, or just look up Riley County Extension and you'll see our information online. So,
all right, that is great. And, of course, I know that there's some of our listeners in Pottawatomie County, too. They have a good extension program over there, too. So
fantastic extension program. We do a lot together.
Yep, give them a quick shout-out here. All right, well, John... Is that all for you here this morning?
Yeah. I appreciate it as always, and have a great weekend, Brandon.
You too, and have a Merry Christmas. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. Bye.
All right, that's we're going to wrap up our first segment here on In Focus with News Radio KMAN. John Jobe, thank you so much. We'll talk with the Riley County Senior Center up next.